You're listening to The Top Line, brought to you by Fierce Pharma and Fierce Biotech. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. In today's episode, we are joined by Fierce Biotech Senior Editor Anna Lee Armstrong and Fierce Pharma Marketing Senior Editor Ben Adams to chat about our recent spin on March Madness at Fierce. This time around, Fierce Biotech kicked off its inaugural Best Biotech Name Tournament, while over at Fierce Pharma Marketing, we ran our biannual Drug Names Tournament. They'll be discussing what makes a company or drug name tick, what to steer clear of, and how the whole competition played out over 3 weeks. Let's dive into the conversation now.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Fierce take on March Madness. Now, for me, that's been the drug name tournament. That's my third in a row now. And now for Anna Lee, this is her inaugural Best Biotech Name Tournament. So we spent the last 3 or so weeks asking you all to vote for your best drug names and your best biotech names. And now we have our winners. Anna Lee, can you tell me a little bit about who took the biotech championship this year and their journey to the final?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, I think it's important to mention that you are British and I am Canadian. So we are absolutely the best people to be running these tournaments, talking about this. It's great. We know nothing about basketball.
I know nothing about basketball. I know a lot about drug names now, but nothing about basketball, I will be honest.
All right, we're gonna do this. I am pleased to announce that our winner was Werewolf Therapeutics, which probably isn't that surprising. I think that's objectively the best name in biotech. What do you think about that one, Ben?
Yeah. So we have a little thing between us about Tyra. Obviously, one that went out, I think, about midway through in one of their matchups. So Tyra, obviously, there's this little gif where she says fierce, which I think she's quite well known for saying, which of course we are. So I have a special place in my heart for Tyra, and I'd hope Tyra would win for that. I also love Arrakis for the June reference, which is pretty out there for a biotech. And again, sad not to see them kind of edge at least towards the final. But I think given that Werewolf won during the eclipse as well, although there was a moon-based biotech that got right up to the end that I also really liked and also would have been quite ironic had it have won or been in the final that day.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that, just talking about Arrakis, I was surprised that they went out in the second round, which I thought the Dune was going to carry them a little bit further.
Yeah, given that the sequel's out as well, this was perfect timing for Arrakis to have its time. I remember covering that biotech, it must have been good 4 or 5 years ago now when it first came out, and I loved that name. And I don't want to say that the voters are Philistines, but I am shocked that did not get through to at least the Elite Eight, if not the Final Four. Brilliant name. Very sexy.
Yeah. And oddly enough, it was Jazz Pharma that took them down in the second round. They had just a crazy amount of votes all the way through. They got knocked out in the Final Four by Obsidian, who obviously went on to unfortunately be taken down by Werewolf.
Yeah, Obsidian is a great name as well, I have to say. Very different to Werewolf. Werewolf is very in your face. Obsidian, I don't know, I really do like Obsidian, but Werewolf, and don't they have the ticker that is literally Howl as well, which is equally amazing.
I believe so. And yeah, I do love Obsidian. I remember when we were coming up with this list of names, which, by the way, was extremely easy. There are so many cool biotech names. We did it in honestly an hour, me and the Fierce Biotech team. But Obsidian, I entered that one, and Max Baer and Gabby Mason were like, what is Obsidian? Should that be in the competition? And I rallied for them. So I'm really proud that they made it all the way to the championship.
Yeah, absolutely justified, clearly. And I think, what was the moon-based one again? That went out quite early, didn't it? I think we both hoped that might go a little bit further.
So we had Moonwalk. They Moonwalk, made it to the Final Four. Yeah. And we had a whole deep space bracket. So there was a few of them that were space-based. Apparently that's a big thing in biotech naming.
It's funny that they did fit within these brackets. I do wonder, I mean, having worked for biotech, I don't remember how long now, for about 6 years, it always amazed me how out there they would go. I guess one of the reasons would be because they want to be seen. They obviously need to get a lot of money, and they obviously need to be a bit like we have with drug names. They need to be out there. And I guess that's going to stick with you in your mind. I wonder how much of it is a marketing-based thing for them. Obviously, Werewolf has, I'm assuming, nothing to do with their R&D. It is just a slightly crazy out there name.
Yeah, so I've actually talked to some experts about biotech branding, and you'd be surprised by how some of these names really do match up with the science. So Werewolf describes their name as a metaphor for their Indukine molecules and their transformation within the tumor microenvironment, like the werewolf's transformation in the light of a full moon. So it's out there, but at the same time, it does pull back to the science that they are following.
It feels slightly tenuous, but I would say that's still a great name to pull out of that particular R&D area. So kudos to them for that.
They're creating a story out of this very cool name. And a lot of the companies, sometimes people can be put off if they're too sciencey, but yeah, you just want to have a name that's going to make people want to click. And I think a lot of times when I looked into some of these names, they really did have a story behind them that made sense. And I do want to mention one of my favorites that got knocked out in the Sweet 16, which was Ocelot Bio. I'm so bummed that they didn't make it further. I thought they were going to go to the final.
Yeah, and you had fun with AI images as well, right? With some of these.
Yeah, I did. I did that for Galapagos, which also, I thought they were going to go far too. They had a big following early on, and of course, they got beaten by Obsidian. But yeah, so I had some fun with some AI images. I put in a prompt that said something about penguins and lava because Galapagos beat lava in the second round. And I got some positive feedback about my AI imaging, but I can't say that's going to be a regular feature on Fierce Biotech anytime soon.
We should say we do not believe AI should be replacing images or journalists. Just as an aside there.
No.
But it was still fun to see what to me looked like a penguin Armageddon within your story, given that right, penguins were, yeah, there was a basketball penguin and then like an erupting volcano, which I guess would be a bad day for any penguin, but they were really good.
The AI really had a hard time with the basketball. So yeah, I mean, I think that my
image... just shoot it in there. It's like, there you go. There's a basketball in the background.
I think that it really proved the point that AI is not ready for prime time.
So for me, so I know you did something slightly differently. I didn't think you had a particular time frame with biotech's right. It was just what's the most interesting and fun names. So what we do for the drug naming side of things is, because we do this every 2 years, we alternate between drug names and then we alternate between ad campaigns. This year's the drug name time. So we look back over the last 2 years, that's 2022, 2023, every FDA approved prescription drug, we combed through, I think there was over 100, we go down to 64 for our bracket. And in the end, and I never would have guessed this at the start, but about halfway through, I did think it was going to be a dark horse. It was AstraZeneca and Ionis's rare drug Wainua, and I have confirmed AstraZeneca, that is how you pronounce it, but it's Wainua is the one that worked in the end. Another, interestingly, word beginning with W, which must be a very strange coincidence, just as werewolf is, winning this particular madness this year. It beat out Mounjaro, which I thought was going to win overall, and reading the nearly 300 odd comments that we got over the last few days, you all thought was going to win as well. So that's Lilly's new diabetes drug, which is also existing in this kind of weird cultural phenomenon. Even though it's a diabetes drug, people have been taking it incorrectly, I should point out, for weight loss. And it's having a bit of a moment like Ozempic is as well, for also the wrong reasons. And I think that really pushed it right to the end, but I don't know how much werewolf won by. I believe it was a lot, right? Because Wainua won by nearly 80% to 20% against Mounjaro, which is just huge. It's the biggest win we had in the entire tournament, especially for a win. And I think that's the biggest win we've ever had in a final as well.
So werewolf won with 53% of the vote.
That's very close. Okay.
Pretty tight margin. So
yeah. Looking at Wainua again, so it obviously just racked up very quiet wins, whereas, and AstraZeneca had a quite a good showing because they also, their Beyfortus drugs, that's their RSV drug, which is pretty new, it was also racking up absolutely massive wins. I pretty much thought it was going to be Beyfortus and Mounjaro in the end. People love the mountain type thing that you can hear in Mounjaro, and people also really the fort in Beyfortus, because obviously it's against RSV, that cold virus, which is trying to build up a fort against it because it's the vaccine, but not really. And what people like about Wainua is it literally, and I don't fully understand this if I'm honest, about it being Wainua. It is the newest drug in the entire list. It was literally approved right at the end of 2023. So only just made it into madness this year. And people just went nuts for the way newer, new way, and the renewal type of it. And also the NUA part, because it can treat a certain type of neuropathy. And a lot of people connected that NUA part to the way newer element of it as well. It's got a lot going on. It'll very quickly not be way new, I suppose. But right now, it seems to really resonate with people. Though I have to say, I really do Mounjaro and Beyfortus, and also Daxxify. So this is a drug from Revance, which is basically a Botox rival. I think that went out in the Elite 8. But again, that won a lot of its matchups really easily before it got towards the end. That double X people seem to like, and it just has a kind of, I don't know, slightly modern feel. What do you think about Wainua? Do you think that, does that feel like a winning thing to you? I have to say, I really thought Mounjaro or Beyfortus would have been one of the winners.
I absolutely thought it was going to be those two. In fact, I believe I voted for both of them. Monjoro just seems to me like it's something that should be yodeled on a mountaintop. I don't know. And then Bay Fortis, we are experiencing the release of Beyonce's new album. So I feel like I'm surprised the Bayhive didn't come out.
I did not make that connection, but that is great. And I'm sure she should be earning some money from every time we say that word.
She really should be getting royalties. I guess it makes sense. I like your kind of explanation that it's the newest drug. Somehow it just made it on the list and way newer.
And it is for a very different disease as well, which there are, I think there's only maybe one other drug out there for. But so that's the positive side. I would say, and I'm always very skeptical and quite critical about, obviously, marketing and drug names, because some of them are really good and some of them are absolutely terrible. And some of them just sound like a drunken Scrabble game. And the caveat is, and we've both spoken to the Brand Institute, which is pretty much the premier naming company for drugs. And they have to conform to regulatory standards. They can't be overtly commercial. They also need to be different enough from all the other drug names out there. And there are probably thousands now. They also need to be memorable. So that means in more recent years, you've got a lot of Z's and a lot of Y's and a lot of W's and a lot of kind of crazy names for all of those reasons, because you are simply running out of the low-hanging fruit in terms of naming your drugs. I would tell you, combing through a lot of the comments, I think what the biggest takeaway should be is that these names need to be pronounceable, and there are many that aren't. Pretty much all of those in the latter stages of the tournament. So that's Bay Fortis, Wainua, Daxify, Paxlovid, Debut, all very easy to say and they roll off the tongue. And that's what our commenters were saying, when the ones that they don't like were just too confusing. And I'm going to butcher some of these names, but I think that proves my point. So there's Rigel's Rezlidia, Agios's, I don't even know this, Pyronknid, Sanofi's Zenpozyme, and GSK's Jezduvroc.
I know the P one, that's Pyrokind.
Pyrokind, okay. Maybe I'm slightly stupid, but all of these, they're clear examples of when you have to sit back and reread and very slowly spell them out, or at least ask the company just to verify you're saying it correctly.
And that's the only reason I know how to pronounce it, is that I've literally
just told you. Yeah. And I mean, they've all got crazy lettering and crazy kind of just lots of vowels and consonants thrown together in what seemingly has no connection at all. But a lot of our voters really pointed out this was too much. And it's the same thing when you have too many duplicate letters. So I think Daxify just about was okay with that. But there's a clear example of that was GSK's Ojjaara. So that's got two J's, three A's. And this fell victim very early on. Too many J's, too many A's. It is easy to say, but it makes you feel like you're having double vision when you look at it. And it's just annoying. I really think going forward, that's the kind of thing. If you're going to name a drug, make it pronounceable and do not throw too many letters in. That would be my advice.
Especially consonants. There's something
couple
consonants.
And make it fairly short as well. People seem to like shorter names rather than longer names. So Wainua seems to, it's got a connection. It sounds like something that's connected to the actual drug itself, and it's quite short. And I think those are the winning features for a drug name tournament.
And it's got to fit into a jingle too. I don't know about Wainua, how that's going to fit into. It doesn't rhyme, I don't think, with much. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they do with their ad campaigns. In fact, they have already got something out, and it's only just launched in the last few months. So keep your eyes peeled for way newer adverts coming your way, probably very soon.
All right, Ben, this has been really fun. I cannot wait to do this again next year. I know that it only took us an hour to come up with these names. And throughout this competition, we came up with so many more. I swear I'm going to start a spreadsheet so that next year we're ready to go for March Madness.
Thank you so much, everybody. I think that wraps it up. Thanks for joining us at the top line.
That's it for the top line. I'm your host, Ayla Ellison. You can find out more about this topic in our show notes at fiercepharma.com. Look for podcasts. And that's the bottom line from the top line.